a ticket.
And now it's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
And it's brought to us by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers and Bio-T Testosterone Pellet Therapy. Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to Simeon Rice.
Well, I don't know.
I always thought he sounded more like an ingredient in a fancy recipe than a football player.
And just a quarter cup of Simeon Rice.
Simeon Rice.
Reduce and serve over Simeon Rice. P1s will like to know about the new piece of equipment that we have here in the studio. It's a broadcasting percentage monitor, and it shows that I'm broadcasting right now at 97% of peak efficiency, while George and Gordon are cruising along at 58%.
Such fake technology.
Not true. Periodically update you as to what level we're broadcasting at any given moment.
At what level?
My meter says 100% right now.
No, yep.
Mine says 110%.
No, it's upside down. You guys aren't reading it properly.
With every sentence I utter on the air, I redefine radio.
God. Wow. He really thinks that. The Mavericks, who don't retire many numbers to the rafters, have hinted that they may be honoring Derek Harper by retiring his number 12 someday. Right now, only Roe Blackman and Brad Davis have their numbers retired. Dirk will obviously be up there. Maybe Jason Terry, maybe Jason Kidd. But Mark Cuban said yesterday that he'll deal with Harper before he deals with anyone else.
You have to wait till he's no longer broadcasting, or
I don't know.
I don't understand that.
Got to drive Harper crazy to look up there and see Brad Davis, but no Derek Harper, doesn't it?
Yes, he was a much better player.
One of the top high school football recruits in the nation is linebacker Reuben Foster from Alabama, who committed to Auburn. He was so excited about playing for the Tigers that he had the Auburn team logo tattooed on his forearm. Then, this week, he decommitted from Auburn, and he is now considering either LSU or Georgia, where he will play with an Auburn tattoo on his forearm.
Oh, my gosh.
The stupid things that high school kids do. More
They're
amazing...
Stupid.
Yes? Who was talking?
They're stupid.
Oh, that was Norm.
I thought it was Gordon, too.
More amazing numbers from the Allen Iverson divorce proceedings. He listed his monthly discretionary expenses is totaling $360,000. That includes food, clothing, and payments to creditors. So he listed $360,000 a month as discretionary expenses. His monthly income, $62,000.
Unbelievable.
And that is how you go broke.
I want to see that contract.
So you didn't think he had a great game plan financially his early years in the league?
And
he was the one that used to buy clothing and just at every NBA stop.
So he wouldn't have to pack a suitcase for road trips. He would just get to that city and go buy clothing.
Whatever. You don't do that. You just underpack.
Yes, I underpack, but I also always have the idea of, if I need something, there's stores where I'm going.
True.
So, yeah, I mean,
you don't buy a $5,000 suit, though.
No, I don't buy a $5,000 suit.
And did he at least take those clothes home from the road trip?
I think sometimes he would just leave them.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Man.
But, I laugh about Allen Iverson on the air, but...
You're him inside, off the air?
You have an inner...
Yeah.
Speaking of broke, Terrell Owens is always looking for a paycheck to help support his 27 kids. According to Clippers forward Blake Griffin, T.O. recently was hanging around Clippers practice, begging coaches for a 10-day contract. He's going to be a great scatter shooting target. I was going to say in a few years, but now he's a great scatter shooting target. Whatever happened to Terrell Owens?
Yeah.
Someone who is not broke, Michael Jordan, is set to move into his new home. It's in Jupiter, Florida, right down the street from Tiger Woods. It's 28,000 square feet. And it is costing MJ $12.4 million. It's on 3 acres and on the Nicholas Bear Club golf course, where the fee to join the country club is $350,000 up front and then $25,000 a year after that. The home has 11 bedrooms and, of course, an indoor basketball court.
Do we put the financial watch on him?
No, I think he's...
Okay.
He's got more money than he... Unless he gambles it all away.
Right. He does that.
Do people still buy Jordan shoes? And does he?
Yeah, he's out there.
He,
he cannot blow through his money.
He still has a stake in those shoes,
yeah,
though,
Allen
right?
Yeah, Allen Iverson yes, had a finite supply of money. Michael Jordan's is infinite.
Still coming in.
He made so much more than anyone in his playing days. It sounds like he's invested properly. And at any moment, Michael Jordan could say, all right, I need $500,000. I'm going to go sign autographs here, because he doesn't do that. And if he did that, someone would pay him $500,000. He's fine.
Ticket stock?
Maybe.
And remember the guy that Portland took in the draft in 1984 ahead of Jordan? That would be 7-1 Samboy.
You need to let that go.
He was selected second overall after Akeem and before Mike. And he turned into one of the biggest busts in NBA history. To add insult to his injury-plagued career, Sam Bowie recently revealed that he lied to the Trailblazers about feeling pain in his leg during a physical.
Oh, my.
He said he remembers them taking a little rubber mallet and hitting his left tibia. He felt pain, but he told them he felt nothing. Portland fans probably cringe hearing this, especially after the Greg Oden debacle, and now thinking that if Bowie had just told them the truth, their team may have taken Michael Jordan instead.
Wow. It'd all been different.
And now...
And Major Tom Watson was named 2014 Ryder Cup captain for the United States. He captained us to victory back in 1993, and if you had told him then that over the next 20 years the U.S. would win the Cup only two more times, he probably wouldn't have believed it.
Mm-mm.
But he's got a great Ryder Cup record, and of course a great record as captain, so I think that's a good fit.
Should be.
And Ja'Cory Walker, a 19-year-old, pleaded guilty to one count of bank robbery in Waxahachie. He was sentenced to 37 months in prison. He had made the mistake of asking a teller at the First Convenience Bank to access his account, giving the teller his Social Security number, and only then, when he realized he had no money left in his account, he decided to rob the place.
Oh, come on. Split it up in a couple visits.
And finally, a drunk woman, stark naked, jumped into a taxi. The taxi driver, an old man, opened his eyes wide and stared at the woman. He made no attempt to start the cab. She said to him, "What's wrong with you, honey? Haven't you ever seen a naked woman before?" The old man said, "Lady, I'm not staring at you. That wouldn't be right." She said, "Well, if you're not staring at my boobs, sweetie, what are you doing then?" He said, "Well, I'm looking and I'm looking and I'm looking and I'm thinking, where is this lady keeping the money for this ride?" That's the final Friday morning scatter shooting of this calendar year. We'll be on vacation starting next Friday, so thanks to the P1s for supporting this segment. But remember, I can't do it without your financial help, as this is a listener-supported segment.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. This
we have to start
bogus.
Doing pledge drives. And
so please send what you can to this station and just make it easy. Make your check out to me.
Wow.
That's a good idea.
Your old pal Junior Miller for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday here on Sports Radio 1310, The Dickie.
Hey, I need to plug my Kickstarter account for Gordo's Corner. That's going to become a user-supported segment.
Copycat. All right, 7:50 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.